So in this Mission Sunday, as you know, this is it's a time where we renew our pledges. I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. So by the way, everybody should have one of these. Don't worry about it. Just make sure you got one first. We'll talk about that later, okay? But before we get to this, if you don't have just... We'll make sure you have one by the end. But I'm just going to share a few thoughts here, a few words on this Mission Sunday. As we looked at the needs around the world, the need here locally, the need of the churches, especially in the area of evangelizing to a lost and dying generation. So on this Mission Sunday, I want to talk about this grace that has been worked in, that God is working in us this morning. So for this, before we go anything, is on Mission Sunday, as you know, a mission has always been a big part of this local church. You would know this if you've been long enough, you've been here long enough, supporting other ministries financially has always been a big thing because in this church we believe in the worldwide evangelism as well as that the importance of sowing and reaping for the kingdom of God. So for me, Mission Sunday is a constant reminder. It's a very good reminder for me personally to remember that... Can we have the PowerPoint? Sorry. Thank you. All right. I was anticipating for the slide to come and then I was like, well, that's good too, by the way. But on this Mission Sunday, it's always a reminder for me that God is the... drum roll. God is what? God is the God of the nations. It's always a good reminder for me to remind myself that whatever I'm going through in life, God is the God of the nations. Not just the Jewish people, not just for a few of us, not just here in Australia, but God is the God of the nations. And so let me take you through to Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. And this is what it says concerning the Son of Man. It says, I was watching in the night visions. And that's Daniel. He's seeing a vision right now in the night, dream. And behold, one like the Son of Man. Who is that? I wonder who is that? Who that is? One like the Son of Man. Coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. Then to him was given, what was given to him? Dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Can you say amen? We're talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Son of Man. This kingdom is given unto him, and dominion is given unto him, that all people, nations, and languages and kingdoms shall worship and serve him. His kingdom is, everybody say with me, everlasting kingdom, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom is the one which will not be destroyed. Amen. He is the God of all the nations. And the heartbeat of God, even from an Old Testament perspective, God's heart are for all the nations of the earth. And God, and for that reason here, we're here and look around. For that reason, we see that God has gathered us from the different parts of the earth and brought us into his kingdom. All right? Some of you will say, I'm from Malaysia. Some will say Singapore. And I'm going to say I'm from Mauritius, from Nigeria, and from different parts, India, from England. Do you know what I mean? All right. And different parts, okay? And so thank God that we are part of this worldwide evangelism. God came for us to save all people. Psalms 22, verse 27 to 28 says this, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All right, I'm just giving you two verses here this morning, that this was the promise that was given to Abraham, that all the families of the earth, that all nations shall be blessed. And Jesus came to become and bring forth that blessing. Amen? Amen. So let's. I just wanted to say that as an introduction because I think it's always a good reminder that when we think of Mission Sunday, it's always more than just me and more than just here. It's got a wider vision. Amen? So for my main text this morning, this Mission Sunday, I'm talking about this grace. Everybody say this grace. What is this grace? What kind of grace are we talking about here? Well, let's turn to, and I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. And you're going to help me read. We're going to read this together. It says this in verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Okay, let's do it together again, right? One more time. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Stop here for a moment. We're gonna camp on these verses. We're not gonna go too wild this morning. We're just stay here. Very simple. There's a grace that God has bestowed. What is this grace? What is this grace? Okay, keep that in mind, okay? What is that grace Paul is talking about? Verse 2, together. That in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. Okay, verse 3. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. Verse 4. Imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urge Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this great in you as well. Pause for a moment. That Titus will complete this grace. What grace is he talking about? All right, maybe some of you have already figured it out. Verse 7. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. Okay, so you got all these good qualities, which we would call the grace of God in many in measures. But he says, abound in this grace also. So what is this grace? What is the grace that has been bestowed? What is this grace that Titus is to complete? And in what grace are we to abound in? Verse 8, I speak not by commandment, everybody help me out, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Okay, so we're talking about what is this grace that was bestowed upon. Now, most of the green stuff in the verses as you read this is referring to the churches in Macedonia. Say the churches in Macedonia. So when he talks about their liberality, their urgency, like all these different things, he's talking about those people from the churches. And these people from the churches of Macedonia had this grace given to them. What is this grace? I want to share, if you go to the next slide here, I want to really share 3 points this morning, all from those verses. All right, so what is this grace? In this grace, we're going to see 3 things. I'm just going to verbalize them. First and foremost is going to be their liberality. Say it with me. Number 2, their ability. And number 3, their urgency. So let's talk about these 3 things, all from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 9. First of all, let's define what this grace is. What is this grace? It's found, and I'm going to just take the time again to read these verses. It says, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God that was bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in great affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. So in the riches of their liberality, you could also maybe use another simpler term, that in the riches of their generosity, freely giving, abundance in giving, liberality in their generosity. He says, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive. Now, this is where I want to get this. Here it says, you receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. This grace here is talking about a grace of financial support. That's what it's talking about here. The gift, the fellowship, and the ministering of the saints is talking about helping the churches that were poor. That was the context. And of course, to really get the full picture, and because we're not going to do that today, we could, if you want to stay, I'll almost say tonight. So unless you want to stay here with me tonight, we could do it, all right? By the way, if you didn't know that, but in the book of Acts, and I'm sure the children remember that from yesterday, you know, Paul would preach on the first day of the week. What's the first day of the week? Sunday. All right, that's good. Sunday. Correct. So on the first day of the week, Paul would preach all the way until midnight. So are you ready to stay here with me on the first day of the week till midnight? Wow, so quiet. Okay. I'll take that as a no. No offense. But you know, if we go until midnight, the temptation is to go aggressively nod and agree in the spirit, right? And this is exactly what happened if you read the book of Acts. And the poor fellow fell off the third story. And his breath left him. Thank God he was revived. Anyway, so we don't want that to happen to any of us this morning, all right? We're not going to go until midnight, so brace yourself, all right? Okay, all right. Chill, relax. Okay. Okay, so let's go back here. So this grace, we're talking about a grace that is a financial giving support of the poorer churches. All right, so this is the grace. So Paul is now saying grace, Titus began this grace. He said that he began it. He wants to complete this grace, this giving, this heart of giving in the church, in the Corinthian church. So now that we know, we've established what is the, and of course I was making the point, the whole point of why we went kind of sidetracked, is the fact that if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, you get the full context. So I encourage you in your own time, go and read both chapters in full context so you understand why we're talking about a financial support here, okay? Now, let me talk to you about first point here now. So we're talking about this grace, the grace of giving. Really, it's the grace of giving. Financially, of course, we can give in many ways, but one of the ways we give is financially. And so I wanted you to take note of three points, and I'm praying that this, as we talk about these three things, that God will grant us the grace, each one of us, including myself, to understand this and to impart from heaven this generosity, this liberality, this gift of giving. All right, so the first one that I want to talk about is, let's look at their liberality. Everybody say with me, number one, their liberality. In other words, their generosity, their abundance in their giving. And you really have to read this in verse 2. It says, 2 Corinthians 8, 2, it says that in great affliction, the abundance of their joy and deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. They were rich in generosity. Amazing. Even in their affliction and even in their deep poverty, they were able to have, they abounded in the riches of their liberality. Now, let me say this, okay? That, I don't have it there, but just pay attention here for this moment. But I believe that giving find its roots or found it comes out from it, it derives itself, it finds its source from the best giver of all times. Okay? And I think Paul makes it very clear in the text itself, because after he talks about giving and their liberality, their ability, and they were urging us and all of that to receive the gift for the ministry of the saints, he brings us back to Jesus. So let's talk a little bit about Jesus. Let's go to just a couple of slides back here for a moment. Just go back. And I want you to see verse 9. It says here in verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty might become rich." What does that sort of giving, what does that make you and I think of when Jesus gave himself that we might become rich? He wasn't talking about cents and dollars, right? Right? This is not talking about the cents and dollars, right? This is not gold, by the way, right? In case you're... Okay, but he's talking about what? The grace that God would empty himself. He would give himself completely and become poor and become all of that for our sake, that in his poverty we might become rich. Can you say amen? So it speaks to us at least... if many more things, but at least he speaks of his giving up of himself completely. Can you say amen? For the sake of others. So I believe that in any form of giving, whether you're talking about money or whether you're talking about any form of giving, it comes out from the fact that God himself gives. For it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." So the whole concept of giving is found there at the cross, when Jesus gave himself completely to the Father's will for our sake. Can you say amen? So without understanding this, it's hard for us to understand giving in general. Okay, but now let me now bring you to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8 to 5. Okay. Chapter 8, verse 5. Now, we can talk about giving, and if we know as Christian, we would probably say we must give, we must be generous, it's good to give, and all that. We know that. But I think that if we start talking about giving, it can get a little bit hard sometimes. We can have all kinds of thoughts, but I want you and I to learn something from the Corinthian church. Their giving didn't start with themselves. Here's my point. Verse 5, read it together with me. "And not only as we had hope, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God." Do you see the priority from the source of giving? Is the fact that they had generosity, the fact that they had this grace in them to give. The churches in Macedonia is first, they did what? They gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So can you see that without this understanding, we would be, I'll use the word, stingy, wouldn't we? And when I mean stingy, I'm not talking necessarily just money here, right? Think about giving in general, okay? May God help us and God help me to learn how to be generous and to give. But this giving comes out of first knowing the one who gives us the very best and how we are to give ourselves to the Lord. So can we pray this morning? All right? And maybe I'd like you, if you can, just let's stand to our feet. I want to pray this. God will help us to give ourselves to him first. All right? Heavenly Father, you so loved us that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus. That though you were equal with God, you didn't count it robbery to empty yourself and humble yourself, and even to the point of death and the obedience of the cross, you gave up yourself completely. So that in your poverty, so that in your humility and in your humiliation and in your giving, God, we have become this morning recipients of the blessings of heaven, of salvation, of great riches at Christ's expense. Lord, we thank you this morning. Lord, we open our hearts and we give ourselves to you, the greatest giver. Impart into our hearts the revelation and the wisdom and the understanding to give our lives to the one who gave all to us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in this revelation, Lord, that you help us to be givers, givers for the extension of your kingdom. We thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So we're talking about the three points, right? The first is their liberality, their generosity. Why were they so generous? Is because they learned to give themselves first to God. So before we talk about giving, before we talk about anything, before we talk about ministry, let's give ourselves first to God. That is the proper order. Can you say amen? Number two, their ability. Okay, you're not using the anime. Okay, it's fine. Their ability. Everybody say with me, their ability. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2 to 3, it says this, that in great affliction of the abundance of their joy of and deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing. What can we learn from this church is that this church gave willingly and not just according to their ability, but say with me, beyond their ability. If we're quite honest with ourselves, most of the times we give out of extra, out of what's comfortable for us to give. Just think of anything you give in life, anything, whatever we give. Sometimes we like to keep the best for ourselves and only give the second best to the, right? Let's say, for example, you're at the table and there's two nice pieces of chicken. One is slightly bigger than the other. Which one do you take for yourself? Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. For those who have said the small one, surely you have come to the cross and you have said, Lord, I give myself completely to thee. And at your expense, now I am rich. And so I thank you for the gift of liberality. Praise God for all of those who have said that. Okay. Amen. All right. Okay. And I do believe that some of you would actually do that. Okay. But I'm just saying that in the human nature likes to keep the best for ourselves and give the second best to others. All right. And you see that in different things. Let's say if I said, okay, there are five gifts here. Everybody, there's a gift for everybody here. Come and collect everyone. Would you pick up this one that's slightly scratched? No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't. Anyway, okay, this is human nature, okay? All right, but anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is we do have a tendency to keep the best for ourselves and to give maybe the extra or whatever surplus. But and amazingly, we can learn from another woman in the gospel who, though had almost nothing, though she was poor, Jesus said that this woman gave much more than all the Pharisees that gave with their abundance, they gave. And I think it's something for us to learn is that sometimes we look at the amount, but you look at the Pharisees, when they gave out of their abundance. But when the woman gave, she gave out of God's abundance. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I think, I'm not saying I'm there. I'm just saying, wow, there's so much we can learn from people in the Bible that gave. Because it takes God's abundance to be able to give that little that she had and give it all. If that makes sense. Or give that amount because that represents all. You've got to have the abundance of God to be able to do that. And, you know, and I know people in our church that have given to that extent. And they're real models for us that we can learn to be real givers. You say amen. So may God help us this morning to not just give according to our ability, but beyond our own ability. And this means that we got to draw faith and supply from heaven. May God help us as well when we give to give willingly as they freely did. Amen. And the last one I want to talk to you about, third point, is their urgency. Say with me, their urgency. Then in a great affliction of the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty, abounded in the riches of their liberality, for I bear witness according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering of the saints, to the saints. Okay? They were imploring, the churches in Macedonia were imploring Paul and his team with much urgency that they would receive the gift. Again, I asked the question, how eager are we on a Mission Sunday? Or not just Mission Sunday, or in giving? Are we eager to give? Are we itching to give? Has anyone felt like, oh, I got to give? You felt that way? Some of you have. Praise God for your generosity and your liberality. Wonderful. May God multiply that. Okay. Amen, amen, amen. May God help us to continue to continuously see that, so that with urgency we come with a sense of urgency. I can say many times I have given, but not necessarily out of urgency. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, I know we give. We do our Mission Sunday. We pledge, we tithe, we give our offerings. Yes, we do all these things. But when I thought about it, I said, do I give with urgency? Urgency. Okay, and I think that's the challenge for us this morning. Three things: their liberality, their ability and beyond their ability, and they gave with much urgency. Much urgency. Why is there an urgency? Well, when we look about our giving, especially when we put it in the context of Mission Sunday, we're not giving for just mere projects. We're giving for souls. Say with me, for souls. For lives, for the kingdom, because there is an urgency when it comes to the kingdom, isn't there? People are dying. Poor people are struggling. There are in need of pastors and leaders and resources to provide for other countries that are in a much more difficult situation, and ministries that are doing things that we are not able to do. So we become partners of the kingdom in our giving. But without forgetting that we have a mission field itself very here on our homeland. Amen. So Mission Sunday also is a great reminder that we have a mission here on our very own land. So we think about the Perth Easter Parade and many, many more things and other things that we involve in, many, and just our own assignment here in WA. Can you say amen? Urgency. Is there an urgency? Is there an urgency to see the extension of God's kingdom? That is why I believe that part of our giving, it must be with urgency, because it is in the light of seeing the kingdom of God extended. So say with me, their liberality. Can we get that slide? It's supposed to animate, and because you came out of it, so it doesn't show. Go back to the very three points. All right. Because it's designed to, at the end, it goes back to this originally. But if you come out of the thing, it doesn't do it. So number one, say with me, their liberality. I'm teaching you at the same time about PowerPoint, all right? Okay. Number two, their ability. And number three, their urgency. Say one more time with me. Their liberality, their ability, their urgency. And that's the message for this morning. May God help us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you indeed give, and you're able to give us more, exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think of, even ask. God, as we look to you as the source, we know that there's an abundant supply from heaven. May our eyes be fixed on who you are. And help us not to fix our eyes on our pockets, bank accounts, numbers, up and down, but to know that you are the one who supply all of our needs. You said in your word, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Lord, you hunger for those who seek you, God. May we be found this morning by the power of your spirit to be seekers of the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Lord, I thank you, God. Work in us effectively by the mighty power that works in us to those who believe. And we believe this morning. We believe in your word this morning. We believe that your word is at work in us this morning. Lord, move in us to have your liberality, to have your ability, to have your urgency for your church and for the nations of the earth as we remind ourselves that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of the nations. In the name of Jesus, would you saturate our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, and all our entire being this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You say amen? Amen. Do you agree with this prayer this morning? Amen. I hope that as we've just heard a simple message on this, that only God, I can't give you this grace. I wish I could say, oh, I'm Titus and I'm going to complete this grace in you. I need this grace completed in me first myself, right? But I'm going to look at the Titus in this case is I am trusting in the Titus, Jesus, to complete this grace because he who begins a good work will also complete it and fulfill it. You say amen? So I hope that you're encouraged by that and that may now God move our hearts. Now, what this is about, okay, so all of you should have one of these and just have a look at what that is. So this is our mission, faith, promise. It's a pledge that we make every 6 months or renew every 6 months. It is a, let me put it this way, it is a, what do you call this when you're shopping around for something? And when you're shopping around for something and maybe you're looking for a quote, they say what? A non-obligation, no obligation quote or something. Is that what they call it? Yes, call it something like that, right? So this is a no obligation quote. Okay, I'm giving you a quote this morning, but this is a non-obligation. But however, if you've been in this church long enough, you know the heartbeat of mission, faith, promise. And why we renew it and why we believe in it. Okay, and so this we do every 6 months. This, okay, maybe what we'll do here is, let's read it. Before you feel anything first, let's just stay focused on, I know some of us are already excited and writing the numbers, and you're writing number and then 0000. I'm kidding. All right. But just a moment here before you keep writing it. I want to read the text there and then we're going to write the number of months together. Okay. So as God enables me, I will express my faith and help evangelize the world by giving to the mission program of my local church as I have indicated on this card. I understand that this faith promise is a covenant between God and I. It will be extended for the next, and of course, if you're participating in this, you want to write here, it's going to be for the next 6 months. But this is the important part here is, however, I will not be asked for payment at any time. All right, so no one's going to chase anybody's, hey, you haven't given your pledge promise. But this is a commitment between you and God. So if you make this commitment, you got to keep your commitment to God. It's not your commitment to this church. Okay, it's your commitment to the Lord. It's a pledge that you were making to the Lord. It is my sincere desire to commit myself and my financial resources to the cause of worldwide evangelism. Okay, now just for clarity here, because when I first became a Christian and I joined this church and all that, I had no idea what this, I mean, I knew it was for the sake of mission, but I was not very clear about the difference between offerings and tithes and our mission pledge. So I thought that this was the whole lot, you know? And so this is additional to your own tithing and offering. This is a pledge that we're making to the Lord, okay? Now, you can choose to do this in various ways. I know for most of us who've done this for a while, it looks like I'm a parrot repeating things that you've heard before, but I think it's important for us to repeat those things, okay? So we can do this on various frequencies. You can do it on a weekly frequency, fortnightly, monthly, or a one-off, or any other ways you'd want, but I'm not sure what other ways you'd want to do it, because that'd be a lot more complicated if there was any other way you'd want to do it. That'll make life hard, unless you had a good reason to do that. But you'd make life hard also for the treasurer, which would really make, you know, I'm going to do it every 3 days or something. I don't know. That's going to be like chaotic for them. So have mercy on our treasurer. Okay. I do notice, though, that the other, it used to be other, so it's been taken out. So I think it's because we've understood that other doesn't really help us anyway, right? And I don't think, well, I hope no one's used other before. All right. So again, you can do weekly, fortnightly, monthly, one time. Now, you can write the details of your names, your address, choose the frequency, and then really this time, I want you to really ask God how much, you know, you would like to give for the sake of mission.